Well, we wanted to get into... Here's the thing. The number of people who class themselves as independent voters has grown, and it's grown substantially in recent years. So we thought, why not check in with some of these independent voters around the country and kind of get a feel for what are their priorities and who they might be voting for. On the job, on the case, is Anna Sale, reporter for It's a Free Country. That's the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC. And if you want to find independent voters, you might as well go to New Hampshire, right, Anna? I mean, they're everywhere.
They're everywhere. You throw a rock, you hit one.
I wouldn't suggest that.
I didn't throw any rocks. Oh. Yeah. I could have.
Okay. So let's talk about what sets independent voters aside. Because, you know, I saw a recent Pew study, which was very interesting, in which they said that independent voters actually aren't middle of the road anymore. They're not people who are classified as moderates. These are actually people who, in some cases, have such strong views they don't belong in either party. Did you find that to be true?
Exactly. What we've talked about throughout this series, it's independent voters, if you say that, that doesn't say anything about what you actually believe. It just says that I don't want to associate myself with the Democratic or Republican Party. And that's particularly true in New Hampshire. Again and again and again, as I talked to voters, they said, I'm an independent. I choose based on the candidate. I mean, over and over and over again. And because it's the first in the primary, your first in the nation primary, these voters take this very, very seriously. And what's interesting in New Hampshire is that it's a semi-open primary. So if you're an independent, you can vote in the Democratic or Republican primary. So I wanted to go there to see, you know, this is not a time when there's both a Republican and Democratic primary. Independents only have one sort of opportunity to influence the race in the Republican primary in 2012. So my assumption was that all these independents would, you know, seize this chance and say, I can really affect this field, and that it would possibly move it to the center. But that's actually not the case. When you talk to campaign strategists and pollsters in New Hampshire, you find that there's about a third, a third, a third. There's Republican-leaning independents, Democratic-leaning independents, and they tend to just vote in each other in those primaries. And then there's the
big
third
chunk
in the middle that tend to swing a little bit more.
Okay, so we talk a lot about independent voters, and oftentimes when you actually get down to elections, people say, oh, they didn't end up having this big an influence as we thought. So, I mean, have there been races, especially in New Hampshire, where they've actually made the difference?
Well, first, think back to the 2000 primary. In that case, there were two contested primaries. You remember Al Gore was running in the Democratic side against Bill Bradley, and on the Republican side, it was John McCain against George W. Bush. And in that case, what's really interesting is that it became a John McCain versus Bill Bradley contest for the independent voters. I talked to a guy named Bill Dennehy, who was one of the consultants for John McCain, and he said after Iowa, watching their polling, there was just this huge swing of independent voters from Bill Bradley to John McCain.
Those independents flipped in a matter of 2 to 3 days. And all our polling, we were tracking ahead of George W. Bush by 6 to 9 points. In a matter of 2 to 3 days, independents flocked to John McCain. It was truly a sight to see.
So then John McCain comes out of that primary with a huge margin over George W. Bush, which made a huge statement at the time until he then went on to lose South Carolina and lose the nomination.
Yeah, okay. But the message must be different when they're courting a large group of independents, the candidates themselves, as opposed to in another state where they're playing to the base.
Well, the thing with New Hampshire independence is, again, it's not policy. You can't just say middle of the road fiscal policies, moderate on social issues, and appeal to independence. It's much more the anti-establishment streak historically. Because if you think back to 1996,
live free or die.
Exactly. 1996, the last time there was just one Republican primary, there wasn't a Democratic primary. Pat Buchanan won narrowly over Bob Dole, who is not a middle-of-the-road Republican. And independents played a big role in that election. And so the thinking there is that they looked at Pat Buchanan, they looked at Bob Dole, and said, I want somebody who's a little anti-Washington. Of course, everyone in the Republican field, that's now how all Republicans want to vote, is against, you know, the status quo, anti-establishment. So how that plays out this year, we'll have to see.
How's it playing with Perry and Romney, who seem to be contesting New Hampshire in an interesting way?
Well, both were in the state this week, and I saw them both speak. Mitt Romney, Monday at an event, he was definitely playing more to the center after Rick Perry's entry into the race. He didn't specifically mention independent voters, but this is how a local Republican official introduced him.
He reaches to everybody. Secondly, he isn't too far to the right. He isn't too far to the left.
And so he went on to say, this is a guy who can beat Barack Obama. So that was the case he was making. Rick Perry, on the other hand, when I saw him yesterday, was definitely red meat Republican, just trying to sort of establish himself there.
All right. So how do the independent voters themselves describe their own priorities and the candidates that they like?
Well, for starters, they really like the idea that they want just everybody to try to appeal to them, and they're not going to make any decisions anytime soon. It's too, way too early when I asked. But the conventional wisdom that Republican-leaning independents and Democratic-leaning independents don't cross over, I found that to not actually be the case. This is a guy named Chip Parquette who I talked to, and this is what he had to say when I asked him about President Obama.
I don't like the Obamacare plan. Okay, I think that's terrible. We need a change. I mean, we're getting carved here.
So he went on to say he's checking out Mitt Romney, he's checking out Michelle Bachmann. And then I asked him about the 2008 primary and how he voted, and this is what he said.
In 2008? Oh, you're going to laugh. I voted for Hillary Clinton.
So here's a guy. How, if you're a campaign strategist, how do you appeal to this guy? He votes for Hillary Clinton in 2008.
Looking at
now he's
Bachmann,
looking at Michelle
fine.
Bachmann. And so he
is he independent or just undecided and coy? That's a hard thing to distinguish.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, what he liked about Hillary Clinton was that she stuck to her values. He believed that she was not going to. He thought that she had integrity. As far as Barack Obama, he thought he was a blank slate. And now looking at Mitt Romney versus Michelle Bachmann, that's the Michelle Bachmann appeal for him. He feels like she's a straight shooter. And that's what I heard again and again and again. New Hampshire independent voters don't like if you come off as a politician. I talked to another voter, Elaine Tagliamonte. In one breath, she's telling me that she thought Dennis Kucinich would be a good president. Mm-hmm. And then this is what she said about Mitt Romney.
I'd go vote for somebody else because I really feel that he has no integrity. I don't like his belief system. He doesn't walk his talk.
Although, that is, to a certain extent, that almost sounds like they're looking for someone who doesn't compromise, which is something that people have said they don't want anymore after the debt ceiling debacle. Very confusing. Independent voters yet to decide. Anna Sale on the case for us. She's a reporter for It's a Free Country. That's the politics website for our co-producer, WNYC Radio. Anna, thanks.
Thank you.